Welcome back to Administrative Static. Mark Chenoweth, John Vecchione, and Janine Yunus with you. And before we finish with our last segment here, I wanted to say, when we were just talking with Peggy Little about the case in the Ninth Circuit, I don't know that we ever said the name of the case is Powell v. Securities and Exchange Commission. So if you're looking to find out more about that gag rule case, Powell v. Securities and Exchange Commission. But I'm pleased to now be joined by the Director of Engagement here at NCLA, Clegg Ivey, to tell us about what the latest developments are in the King George III Prize. You will recall, this is the annual prize that NCLA bestows to the worst government abuser of civil liberties. And this year, to remind our listeners, Clegg, we're doing something different. We have one bracket of sort of down to the egregious eight of the sort of bureaucrats. And then we have a different group that are just responsible for badness in the free speech area.
Well, we felt like the censorship industrial complex that we uncovered this year with our Missouri v. Biden, now titled Murthy v. Missouri case, deserved its own special bracket. So we separated those. So we've got two brackets of eight, right? We have the egregious eight and the censorious eight.
Aha. Well, Janine will ask you about the censorious eight here in a minute, but let me start with the egregious eight. So we're down to Secretary of Education Cardona, CPSC Commissioner Trumka, SEC Commissioner Chairman Gensler, Secretary of Transportation Buttigieg, Maria Vullo, who's been going after the NRA mm-hmm. in the state of New York, Stephen right. Dettelbach at the ATF, Gina Raimondo at the Department of Commerce, and Michael Regan at the Environmental Protection Agency. That is a motley crew right there.
Well, not only is it a motley crew, but I mean, these are the titans steamrolling over their early round opponents, right? Almost every single one of these folks runs a major agency, right? So, Janet Coit from NOAA Fisheries, she lost to Gina Raimondo. Now, it wasn't a massive victory. That's the other thing. I think the largest margin of victory was Gensler, who beat his subordinate, Gerber Gruwal, who is in charge of SEC enforcement.
He should beat his subordinate, by the way. No, I'm sorry. That's not what I didn't mean to say. That.
Well, they both deserve beatings, right? But, his win percentage was 64%. So he got 64% of the votes, and that was the largest of the egregious eight. That was the largest margin of victory.
I'm a little shocked that Lina Khan at the FTC was edged out by Michael Regan at the EPA. That's not how I would have cast my vote, but...
In fact, it may not have been how either of us cast our votes.
Well, I think it might have been how Lina Khan might have jumped in and cast a bunch of votes for Michael Regan. That's my guess, but, I can't prove that. So
she is very crafty.
Well, it was still close. It was still close. Regan only got 56% of the votes. I think of the egregious eight, I think nobody got more than 64%. Most of them were 60 or in the 50s. So these were all close matches, but the winners, Cardona at Education, he edged out Richard Cordray. Now, Cordray is only responsible for the federal student aid.
Disaster.
The student
half
loan.
$500 billion unconstitutional. Yeah, he's right. Not gotten enough attention, but, maybe someday he'll win the prize. He's my pick every year.
Yeah, And I think Cordona, he is also responsible for that as running education, but then also the disastrous Title IX policy that strips students and faculty of their due process constitutional rights.
And female athletes, let's not forget them.
Absolutely.
And you deal with students, and I bet you there's people out there who are – The loan programs aren't being run properly right now. They're all late.
Well, the FAFSA, they've messed
that's
up the
I mean,
FAFSA
that's
because
exactly right.
they've taken their eye off the ball and are trying to forgive loans unconstitutionally. But let's talk about the new matchups. Which one are you the most excited about? Because we're going to jump from the egregious eight. We're going to go down to the flagrant four, right?
That's right, the flagrant four. So look, I've got my eye on Stephen Dettelbach at ATF versus Maria Vullo.
Now, this is a gun battle right here.
It's a gun lover special. This sort of, if you think of Dettelbach runs the ATF and Vullo, the New York Department of Financial Services. So he thought he could ban bump stocks, despite the fact that Congress considered the legislation and opted not to pass it. And then she tried to debank the NRA, tried to basically destroy the NRA by denying them access, to bank accounts and actually not even be able to exist in California or in New York. And so each of them is trying to go after, our guns just in different ways.
Both subject to Supreme Court cases right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's important to point out that neither.
Both likely to lose, I think.
I think our case, Cargill, in the Supreme Court has a really good chance. I think the ATF overstepped its bounds. It tried to legislate, and it's not allowed to do that.
So, what about Gensler against Buttigieg? That seems like that's a tough one. Those are both seem like likely losers.
If you ask me, it should be Gensler, you know, 90% to 10. I have nothing good to say about Pete Buttigieg, but as for the damage that the Transportation Department can do versus what the SEC has been up to.
I don't know. Did you just see the bridge collapse in Baltimore?
Hey,
I
mean, he didn't direct that boat.
So say you. Yeah.
I think he might have been on leave.
Was he not on leave yeah. this time when it happened? But no, actually what's happened there, I just heard this morning on the radio that they don't have the equipment available to clear the bridge because they sent it to the Mediterranean Sea to build the dock. Yes,
oh,
into Gaza.
I'm going to have to follow up on that.
I thought that was interesting.
That would be unbelievable,
right? Wouldn't that be unbelievable?
That would be unusual.
So let me hand things off to Janine to ask you about the Censorious 8.
Okay, so we're down to Vivek Murthy, John Nazarian. Who is that? Oh wait, do I have the?
Yeah, Nazarian's the president of Rhode Island College that kicked a student out for expressing certain opinions about vaccines and COVID on social media.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these aren't all related. These are all First Amendment violators, but they're not all related to the federal Murthy one, although a lot of them are. I don't know who your favorite is, but I see somebody got 95% of the vote in one of these matchups. So.
Also, how is Rob Flaherty only at 53%?
You didn't vote often enough, apparently, Janine.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Janine. Rob Flaherty went up against Andy Slavitt. Now, they were both in the White House. They both showed up all over the discovery in our Murthy v. Missouri case, talking about just how much the White House, these folks, Rob Flaherty and Andy Slavitt, ran the censorship operation right there from the White House. So yeah. I think people just couldn't decide whom to blame.
Quias mas macho.
Well, in my opinion, Rob Flaherty was definitely the worst offender, although Slavitt was pretty bad too. But
yeah, I think Flaherty's going to have a hard time going up against Alejandro Mayorkas, only because Mayorkas has just gotten so much other momentum that has nothing to do with his First Amendment violations, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll be voting for Flaherty. I'll give that one.
Me too. me too. I really will, yeah.
And then, so Carol Crawford at CDC and Elvis Chin at the FBI, both of whom were involved in the Murthy case.
And yeah. I honestly think you're going to see Elvis Chin beat in an upset. I think you're going to see him beat the director of the CDC. I think people voted for Carol Crawford over Christina Lawson. Now, Christina Lawson, Jeannie, you know quite well, as a villain, in charge of the California Medical Board that were trying to censor and take away the licenses of doctors who said things that were not the government didn't agree with about COVID or vaccines or whatever. That's our case. Is that Hogue v. Newsom?
Yeah, she's the head of the medical board, I believe. And then Carol Crawford is CDC. We at John deposed her.
I will put in a plug for Carol Crawford because she actually
she was a nice lady.
Nice lady, but she did want to get downgrade all the vaccine and mask speech that she didn't agree with. She did say at her deposition she wanted it gone or downgraded, and I don't think Elvis Chan said that. He just said he was fulfilling policy.
Well, I hope Elvis loses at some point, because I just want to be able to say Elvis has left the bracket.
I love writing about Elvis Chan for no other reason than all of the fun puns that are available. In fact, I think I started my recent post about Elvis with, hey, the FBI wants a little less conversation about certain things on social media. But yeah, so I think I predict that Chan is gonna beat Crawford. I think Antony Blinken, who got 95% against James Rubin, I think he's going to have a tough time against Nina Jankowicz. Yeah. Now, you guys remember Nina Jankowicz for like 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah. She had her 15 seconds of fame.
And everybody remembers her. And
she sang the Supercalifragilistic song, right?
She did a lot of things, but it's just such a it's such a callback to Orwell's Ministry of Truth in 1984.
Well, and it was the DGB, right? Like the KGB or something. Yeah. Just worst possible acronym they could have come up with.
Yeah, and I worry that Nina Jankowicz read 1984 and mistook it for a how-to manual.
Yeah, right.
And said, hey, this is a good idea. We should try this.
Well, I am a little sorry to see Jen Easterly didn't make it. She was she's the cognitive infrastructure lady.
Oh, right.
So we had the hardest.
These are all worthy winners.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, there are so many. That's the problem.
Yeah, I think the thing is that Jen Easterly just wasn't a household name the way that Nina Jankowicz was. You know, so some of these. I mean, go back to Pete Buttigieg, right? That guy is well known, and he, you know, we see this every year. Some names maybe don't deserve it as much, but they
maybe we should have nicknamed her Jen East Asia. Because give that more 1984 kind of flavor to it.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Well, how do people vote? Because I don't want to run out of time without getting to that.
Oh, so. KG3 Prize. That's the letter K, the letter G, the number 3, prize.com. They can go there. You can get a look at the brackets and then place your votes. And then, you know, we're on a slightly different schedule from the Final Four in basketball. So you're going to have a little bit more time to get through the rounds than these basketball teams are, but not much. So things are going to be moving pretty fast.
Is there a Cinderella here? Is there an 11th seed that's sort of made it through the way that NC State has?
I gotta tell you, Nina Jankowicz is it looks like she could make it to the finals.
She could sneak it in there.
Yeah, okay. And that would be – look, if anyone other than Blinken and Mayorkas are facing off in this
– it'll be an upset.
It'll be an upset.
Because, all right. Yeah. Well, again, KG3prize.com. We're trying to sort out who the worst bureaucrat in America is. Help Clegg out. Go vote. Thank you, Clegg, for bringing us up to speed on where this stands.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. It's always so much fun.